With Nixon's resignation in August 1974, the United States entered a period of further turmoil. The Church Committee uncovered conspiracies, including assassination plots within the CIA, and recriminations started following the loss in Vietnam. Gerald Ford, a Republican insider, had been appointed vice president with the resignation of Spiro Agnew, who was under indictment for tax evasion. When Ford became president, he promptly pardoned Nixon of all crimes and, at the behest of his Secretary of Defense, Donald Rumsfeld, appointed George H.W. Bush to head the CIA. At the time, most people could not understand Bush's appointment, having forgotten that his Nazi-connected grandfather, Senator Prescott Bush, had been one of those instrumental in establishing the CIA. Meanwhile, the globalists, realizing that the Republican Party, in the wake of Nixon's resignation, was politically vulnerable, were maneuvering to place a Democrat in the White House. They created an outgrowth of the old Council on Foreign Relations called the Trilateral Commission. The concept of the Trilateral Commission was brought to David Rockefeller in the early 1970s by Zbigniew Brzezinski, then head of the Russian Studies Department at Columbia University. While at the Brookings Institute, Brzezinski had been researching the need for closer cooperation between the trilateral nations of Europe, North America, and Asia. In a book titled Between Two Ages, America's Role in the Technotronic Era, Brzezinski foresaw a society that is shaped culturally, psychologically, socially, and economically by the impact of technology and electronics, particularly in the area of computers and communication. He also declared national sovereignty is no longer a viable concept and predicted movement toward a larger community by the developing nations through a variety of indirect ties and already developing limitations on national sovereignty. He saw this larger community being funded by a global taxation system similar to one that is now being proposed in the United Nations. Brzezinski's plan for a commission of trilateral nations was first presented during a meeting of the ultra-secret Bilderberg Group in April 1972 in the small Belgian town of Knokke. Reception to Brzezinski's proposal reportedly was enthusiastic. The Trilateral Commission was officially founded on July 1, 1973, with David Rockefeller as chairman. Brzezinski was named founding North American director.